Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imamc.org, for March 25th to the 31st, 2017. This week, Arab leaders reiterate their support to the peace process. Israel responds by building more settlements as a Palestinian woman is killed by Israeli army gunfire. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Scores of civilians were injured, many others treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked non-violent protests organized in the West Bank this week. IMMC's Mishbat Jali has more.
Israeli troops used live rounds, rubber cut steel bullets and tear gas on Thursday to attack protesters all over the West Bank as they marched in commemoration of the annual Land Day. The procession was organized by the National Committee Against the Annexation and Colonies. Israeli soldiers shot at least 50 with rubber-cut steel bullets and caused dozens to suffer the effects of tear gas inhalation in Madama village, southwest of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Troops used tear gas to attack Land Day protesters in Hebron, Bethlehem, and Ramallah. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as clashes erupted between soldiers and unarmed protesters. On Friday of this week in Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest there. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bilayn and Na'rin in central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. For IMMC News, this is Mishbat Jali.
While Arab leaders vow to help boost Middle East peace talks, Israel declares more settlement plans in the West Bank. IMMC's George Shmawi with the details.
In their summit, which was held in Jordan, Arab leaders declared their willingness to help advance a two-state solution, signaling that Palestinian demands would have to be addressed before, not after, any regional embrace of Israel. The closing statement of the annual Arab League summit said Wednesday that peace is a strategic option for its members. The Arab states declared their willingness to continue to work to relaunch Israeli-Palestinian negotiations based on their long-standing framework. The Arab leaders reaffirmed their commitment to the Arab Peace Initiative declared in 2002, which states that the Arab countries would go for full normalization with Israel if the second withdraws to the pre-1967 borders. On his part, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has demanded bilateral negotiations towards a Palestinian state in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip and East Jerusalem as its capital. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who claims to support the establishment of a Palestinian state, has repeatedly said that this state is not feasible in the foreseeable future and has always stressed that Jerusalem is the united capital of Israel. On the sidelines of the summit, Abbas has met with the Jordanian King Abdullah II and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, apparently for consultation ahead of his White House meetings in the coming weeks. Abbas will attempt to influence the U.S. administration's position on Middle East diplomacy and the intention to move the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. In the meantime, Israel has announced its plans to confiscate more than 1,000 dunams of Palestinian land to build more settlement units and a college and railways. This is not the first time Israel responds with a negative action to an Arab peace deal. Israel's response to the Arab Peace Initiative of 2002 was to reinvade the West Bank and destroy several Palestinian Authority headquarters, which caused chaos in the West Bank, resulted in several deaths among Palestinian civilians. For IMEMC News, this is George Ishmael.
This week, a Palestinian woman was killed by Israeli troops in the West Bank. Meanwhile, the army targets Gaza farmers. IMEMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
Siham Nimer, 49, was killed after being shot by Israeli soldiers on Wednesday in Bab al-Amud area occupied East Jerusalem. The army claimed she attempted to attack the soldiers. Nimer, from Shafat refugee camp north of Jerusalem, is the mother of Mustafa Nimer, who was killed by the army on September of 2016. After killing the woman, the soldiers abducted one of her daughters, who was with her, and took her to an unknown destination. Palestinians who saw the fatal shooting said that an argument erupted between the soldiers and Nimer before one of them shot her with his pistol and then another soldier shot her with his rifle. Staying in Jerusalem, Israeli troops destroyed four Palestinian homes this week. On Thursday, troops leveled two homes in Jebel al-Mukabir village in the northern part of occupied Jerusalem. Meanwhile, soldiers destroyed two more homes in Al-Isawiyah town in the occupied Jerusalem on Tuesday. The army claimed that the homes were built without permits. The so-called building permits are never given to Palestinians. Residents of Jerusalem, while the Israeli government illegally built settlements for Israelis in and around the city on occupied Palestinian land. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 51 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank, including Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops detained 57 Palestinian civilians, including 14 children. Among those arrested were 10 of Al-Aqsa Mosque guards. In Gaza, Israeli soldiers stationed across the border fence in the southern part of the Gaza Strip opened fire on Tuesday morning at farmers in their lands east of Khan Yunis and Rafah in the southern part of the coastal region. The soldiers fired many live rounds at farmers while working on their lands close to the border fence east of Khan Yunis, forcing them to leave in fear of additional escalation. A similar attack was carried out against farmers in Yer Sofa area east of Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, while the soldiers also fired flares. For IAMC News, this is Ghassan Badnoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for March 25th to the 31st, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Said Najee and me, Iman Abdurrabbo Bannoura.